Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Happy Inauguration Day. We do have a 47th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. He has announced today, the administration has announced today, that we could see upwards of 200 executive orders be put into play before the day ends. And I wanted to bring on our friend Hans von Spakovsky to talk about exactly that. Hans, welcome back to the show. Happy Monday. Lots to be celebrating today. And thank you so much for fitting us in into your time today.
Sure. It's been really exciting, hasn't it? Watching the inauguration and then seeing him immediately get to work on changing the government. I've been really impressed so far.
Yes. Exciting is a great word for it. We've been there's so much to take in that it's possible to miss things that we'll realize later, be like, he did that on that day. Hans, tell me about your thoughts on some of these executive orders and what's really sticking out to you, impactful measures that the new executive has taken.
Well, two of the most important things that he did, or what he is doing, is declaring two national emergencies, one on energy and one on the border. That declaration of a national emergency and executive order he's going to be issuing allow him to do things like, and he said, he's going to send the U.S. military to the border to help the Border Patrol basically man the border. And because he's declaring it an emergency and he's going to be closing the border to illegal aliens, any aliens actually crossing, it means that when aliens are caught at the border, they don't have to be brought into the U.S. They don't have to be processed. They don't have to be given a date to appear before an immigration judge. They can immediately turn them around and send them back across the border. That is very, very important, as well as, you probably heard him say, he's designating the Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations. That puts a whole lot of tools of the federal government at his disposal. And look, it's the cartels. They're the ones making a fortune out of smuggling aliens across the border. And they are the ones bringing huge amounts of drugs into the U.S., including fentanyl, which is now one of the biggest killers of young adults in the country.
So, Hans, you know, when you're listing all of these things that have just been put into play today, it may seem a little bit obvious, but these are all things that Joe Biden could have done yesterday, I would think, when he was the president.
Oh, of course. Of course he could have. But this was against his ideology and the ideology of all the people surrounding him. They wanted an open border. I mean, just the fact that they immediately started dismantling the parts of the border fence that Trump managed to get up along the border before he left office in 2020, tells you that this was a deliberate, intentional policy by Joe Biden. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but after the inauguration ceremony, when the president went down into the Capitol Visitor Center, where there was kind of an overflow room, who was sitting in the audience that he talked to? Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. And unlike Joe Biden, who fought everything that Abbott did to try to shut down the border, even having his Justice Department sue Abbott in court to prevent that, Donald Trump spoke to Abbott sitting in the audience saying, "You and I are going to talk. We're going to get together. I'm going to do everything to help you instead of opposing everything you do." That is, that graphically illustrates the difference between the Biden administration and the new Trump administration.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful to watch the action take place today, but also in the coming days. I mean. I heard Fox News talking about this a little bit earlier this morning, but they were talking about some of their colleagues who are in the news reporting business who weren't there during the first Trump administration, who may only know the pace of the Joe Biden administration. And they were kind of just chuckling, being like, buckle up, because there's going to be a lot happening. It's going to happen in the morning, and then it's going to continue in the afternoon and the evening, right? Because Donald Trump doesn't sleep. You've heard some of these other executive orders. They said 200 today. I suppose that they know how to time those out so they can get them all done. What else are you seeing here in some of these executive orders that you're looking into to see the literature surrounding them, what they might actually mean? Is there anything that's piquing your interest more than others?
Well, I mentioned beginning the other one. He's also declaring an energy emergency. And all you have to do is look at the things the Biden administration did to basically stop. They did everything they could to stop oil production, everything they could to stop coal production, to drive coal energy plants out of the country, to stop natural gas production, to not allow us to export fuel oil and natural gas out of the country. They've prevented all offshore drilling. They've frozen drilling inside the United States. And all that is going to be reversed. And people need to understand two things. One, that not only will bring the price of gas down, that will help reduce inflation. Because you, the average consumer, it hurts you when you're paying the highest gas prices at the pump that you've ever paid. But that's what causes, for example, helps cause food prices to go way up. Why? Well, think how much food in this country is transported by semi-tractor trailer trucks, right?
Yeah.
All across the country. The gas that goes into the equipment farmers use all across the country. High energy costs cause high grocery costs that cause high inflation. So by declaring that we are open again for energy development, it helps the entire economy. And that's really important.
We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former FEC commissioner and DOJ lawyer. I want to ask you a little bit about those very, very late pardons, clemency, whatever you want to call it, from Joe Biden to his five family members. Also from the USA Today, I read pardons from Joe Biden include Anthony Fauci, General Mark Milley, also including lawmakers who were in part of that select committee, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and of course, Senator Adam Schiff. These are blanket preemptive pardons. And according to the USA Today, they are for potential targets of President-elect Donald Trump in an unprecedented move to shield some of the incoming president's top foes from criminal prosecution. I presume that these are completely and totally legal for the former president to do before he is no longer the president. What were your thoughts? And what do some of these indicate?
Yeah, unfortunately, they are legal. Can't really do anything about them. Actually, listen, you know who made the best comment about this kind of thing happening?
Who's that?
Joe Biden. In December 2020, Jay Tapper interviewed President-elect Biden about the possibility that Trump might issue preemptive pardons before he left office, which, of course, he didn't do. And what did Biden say? He said, It concerns me, the type of precedent it sets, how the rest of the world looks at us as a nation. You won't see me doing that. And he was right about it then. Unfortunately, he was lying. And this kind of thing, I actually believe that Joe Biden, 50 years from now, 20 years from now, will be considered among historians as one of the worst, most corrupt presidents in U.S. history. And this latest, these latest pardons, which, by the way, also included Leonard Peltier, who was convicted of murdering two FBI agents, was pardoned by Joe Biden today, right before he left office.
Hans, do the pardons extended by Joe Biden for blanket preemptive pardons, do they keep these individuals from being prosecuted in a state?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
For crimes?
No. If you can find a state crime that could be prosecuted, if they engaged in any kind of civil misdeed, if they caused damages to someone, let's say, for example, that someone claims that Liz Cheney defamed them with the accusations she was making, these pardons only prevent criminal prosecution by the federal government. By the way, kind of interesting, if Congress continues to try to investigate, to find out what happened, for example, with the things that went on behind the scenes with the J6 committee, and they call in Liz Cheney to get her to testify, they subpoena her, guess what she now can't do? She can't claim the Fifth Amendment to avoid answering questions because she got a pardon. She can't be criminally prosecuted. So she can't sit there and say, oh, I'm not going to answer that question because I might be prosecuted over it.
Do you feel like just observing Donald Trump and Joe Biden together, certainly Jill Biden is kind of this enigma of people wondering where her current loyalties lie, because I'm sure she feels very, very betrayed by many people in her party. If those investigations were to come out, and of course we've heard Donald Trump talk about wanting to drain the swamp, if those investigations were to be pursued and testimony was compelled, is there any way to surmise that maybe they'd want to talk a little bit, especially if they can't be prosecuted for what they say?
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll just have to see. I think the other big thing that we're not seeing today, but that's going to happen, that's related to all this, is, listen, whoever gets appointed to be the acting U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. by Trump, and we haven't heard about that yet, I'm sure they are going to get direct orders to go through the still pending criminal prosecutions of people who were protesting at the Capitol on January 6th, 2021, and is going to be told to dismiss all of those lawsuits. And I suspect we may get pardons from President Trump of many of the people already convicted, especially those who were given lengthy sentences way out of proportion to what actually happened.
Well, we know that there's a lot more in store for today with the discussions of potential Senate confirmations of the likes of Marco Rubio and maybe Ratcliffe and at the DNI. So lots to talk about, Hans. It's a Monday, but we are so grateful you came on with us today. It's a good day, and it's better when you're here. So, Hans, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He knows a lot about the way that swamp works, having been a DOJ lawyer as well. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will get to the latest news that is happening. There's a congressional luncheon. It's taking place. If you've ever been to Washington, D.C. in the Capitol Hill, I feel like an expert now. I'm not. There's this room in the Capitol where they have statues. And every state, my recollection is every state gets to send a statue to be in this statue room. And that's the same room where you can go into the office of the leader of the Senate. The office of the Speaker of the House is right there. It's near where the rooms are where they vote, of course. And it's full of tables and chairs and people who are taking part in some Inauguration Day lunch. We're going to quickly break here and we'll be back in not too long. So don't change the channel. We've got coverage for you live today on 97.1 FM Talk of the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. I can hardly believe my own words and my own voice, but we are officially here. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.